My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on The Fan. We're going to jump back into these Yankee calls and obviously working some of the Jet and Giant stuff here. 888-808-1019. And the Yankee stuff is simple. I mean, you just watch. You can't trust Clay Holmes. The Yankees, who have been with certain things over the last particularly 5 or 6 years, painfully patient, they must deviate from that practice and they must banish him to a different role and try Luis Gil, and if that doesn't work, try something else. Holmes can't close.
Yeah, that's the way you want to go into the postseason for a team that has World Series aspirations and expectations to be the last team standing without a closer. I have a closer right now. End of story. Hey, you could make one up. You could Canely, Weaver, Cousins, Gil, Schmidt. They don't have one. We know Clay Holmes ain't it, but he might be, sadly, their best option for one, which is why they keep running them out there.
Let me throw something at you real fast. I know that the reservations with Gil just seamlessly transitioning to a foreign role, all right, maybe it's a little ambitious on my part. Understood. We don't know. What I'm saying is the stuff I think would translate, and I would do it. Okay, you guys know where I stand on that. Now, you and I differ again on Rodon, understandably. He was filthy last night, dude.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he's bringing that to October. I don't know. He's had a couple of duds this year, Baltimore, a few other games.
But that's what he does.
Well, he does. But he's pitched pretty well this year in totality,
right,
from start to finish. Like, I think part of the reason why I'm more amenable to a heel transition is because I'm starting to believe a lot more in the Cole Rodon 1-2 punch to start a series. And then whether it's Stroh, whether it's Schmidt, whether it's Cortez, which I wouldn't necessarily do with Nestor, but I think the Yankees rotation line, I didn't think that I would want Rodon taking the baseball in game two. Now I think I'm pretty much okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, you might not have a choice. I would not want Rodon. I get that he has filthy stuff, which to me is even more maddening because he should be better than what he is. Dude, he's pitching to an ERA over 4. Like, you'd rather have Rodon or David Peterson? It's not even close.
Well, I mean,
Sean Manaea.
Why are you going to the Mets?
Well, because we watch them, and those guys are good, but they don't have the hype, the name, the contract, the stuff, but they've been better. So, and I'm not saying that those guys are the answers, but at least there's some consistency there with Rodon. One night he looks lights out and looks as nasty as can be, and the next he gets lit up, and he's just got, to me, a fragile psyche. I just wouldn't trust Carlos Rodon behind Gary. I trust Marcus Stroman more than I would.
All right. Let's get back to the calls. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal. Alex down at Tampa, Florida. What's going on, bud? How are you?
What's going on, BT and Sal? Thank you for having me on.
You got it.
Just want to talk about the Yankees won't change a thing come playoff time. Clay's still going to be the closer. DJ's still going to get everyday rest.
No, he's not. No, you know that. DJ, one thing about Holmes, maybe you're right on that. I hope you're not. I don't think you will be, but at least I can entertain that. There's no way DJ's playing in October. He's not. There's no way.
He shouldn't be playing now. If they play, if DJ LeMahieu sets foot on the field in October, if he is on the roster in October, everybody needs to be fired with the New York Yankees. Like that, I mean, what are we doing here? You're trying to win and you're trying to placate DJ LeMahieu. I don't understand it. I don't understand how he's still on the team now. You tell me you can't find somebody better than LeMahieu? Look, Alex, you might be right. We don't know. But it has to change with both LeMahieu, obviously, and Clay Holmes. They cannot be closing. Holmes can't be closing games anymore.
I agree with you. It's just ridiculous. And then Yankee starting pitchers, last 40 games, we got a 4.68 ERA combined starting pitchers. Good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the stats, I didn't even know. I mean, okay, yeah. I mean, it's an interesting sample. I'll take your word for it here. Let me simplify it. Give the Gerrit Cole against somebody. Think you have a good chance to win the game? The answer is yeah. Now, the answer might differ with Rodon. My answer would still be yeah. And in terms of having a good chance to
and
win the game.
And who'd you go game three?
I want Clark Schmidt back in there.
He hasn't pitched in how long? Well, hey, Clark Schmidt's going to be the answer? More than Stroman?
He was the best pitcher on the staff to start the season for 12 starts. He was going to be an all-star.
Luis Gil was going to start the game.
I understand things change here, but,
yeah, okay,
so but Luis Gil unraveled because he couldn't find the strike zone. Clark Schmidt just got hurt.
Don't you see all the conversation that we're having? This is why I think the Yankees are a mess. They've been a 500 team for 3 months of the season. There is no stability. I mean, outside of Gerrit Cole, and even Cole comes with certain question marks, but outside of Gerrit Cole, we have no idea what the rest of the rotation is going to be behind. It's not even solidified in any way, shape, or form behind it, whether it's Heel moving to the bullpen, Heel starting game two, Rodon starting game two, Rodon being inconsistent, what's Stroman going to do, Clark Schmidt coming back. Then you go to the bullpen. Who's closing games? Is it going to be Holmes? I don't know. Is it going to be somebody from the starting rotation? Is it going to be Kane, Leo Cousins? Who the hell knows? And the same thing. Who's playing first base? Well, I guess it's going to be Rizzo, but LeMahieu's in there sometimes. Who's going to be in left field? Is it Verdugo or Dominguez? Like, need they go on? I mean, how? What are we talking about here? What are they doing?
We see the staff differently. We do. I just think they're
right,
number one. They got a lot of numbers, and they got capable arms, and it's up to them to figure out where to deploy them. That's it.
Here, I want to see how you pencil it.
I would go with this. I'd go Gerrit Cole game one. Yeah. I'd go Carlos Rodon game two. Myself, I would go Clark Schmidt game three. I do believe that they will do Cole Rodon. I'm less convicted, although I think it's certainly a possibility. He's had three rehab starts and they know that he's good, that they give Clark Schmidt a chance to win that back. If Clark Schmidt is say he goes to the bullpen or Luis Gil's not gonna start, I'm just taking Gil out of it. And Schmidt, I think at that point, their next choice, I think that they would go Stroman.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Just need a chance to win the game.
Yeah. Well,
and then the Yankee bats got
to
show up.
Stroman, at least to me, could be a serviceable three or four. You know what he is.
Sure.
He'll give you a chance to win the game for the most part.
Yep.
So I could see that. It's everybody else that you have no idea.
We have no idea. Rodon struck out 10 guys last night.
Great. He struck out 10 guys. His ERA is 4.19. And the guy implodes left and right.
Has he had more good or bad starts? It's not even close. The thing with Rodon, and now listen, by the way, you could probably say this about other pitchers. To be fair, with higher ERAs, Rodon's had more dominant starts than he's had, implosions. The problem is the three or four implosions were so bad, it jacked up the numbers. He's thrown the baseball well this year, Sal. He really has had a decent season.
Rodon, game log. Let's go back to July, okay? You want to go back a little before that?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Now, let me pull it up too here.
No. I mean, it started out well. April, May, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
And he had a nice little run. I'm just looking at, right now, I'm not even looking at the results. I'm just looking at the innings pitched.
Okay.
Rodon, June 1st. You know, let's go back to June 5th because it's from June 1st on, the Yankees have been a 500 team. June 5th, he went 6 innings, allowed 2 runs. Good. June 10th here, he went 7 innings, allowed 1 run. Very good. Okay. June 15th. 5 innings, 5 runs. June 21st, 3 2/3, 11 hits, 8 runs. Not very good. 5 innings, 10 hits, 8 runs again in June. Somehow, Carlos Rodon, the master with all that nasty stuff, and as good as he started, got lit up. And I want to say even more words that I can't on the radio. Got lit, you know, Tanner Roark is what I'm thinking. Got lit up for 3 straight starts. Okay, let's see. Against Cincinnati, July 3rd, Yankees needed him to avoid a sweep. 5 1/3, 3 runs. I don't know about you, not very good. Followed that up, 4 innings, 4 runs. Followed that up, 4 innings, 2 runs. There you go. Here's a good one. We found one against Tampa, July 22nd, 7 innings, 10 Ks, 1 run. See, BT,
well,
that's
why his ERA should be 6 the way you present that.
Well, we're going from
June on. Let's gloss over the good, and let's illuminate the bad. What about last night? Last time he pitched, he was unhittable.
Right, okay, how about this? Let's just go recent. Let's go the last month. 5 1/3, 3 runs against the Blue Jays on August 3rd.
All right, I see it.
5 2/3 scoreless against the Rangers on August 10th. August 17th, 3
the Tigers game was gross. Hey. He went 3 1/3. He was a mess.
3 1/3, 7 hits, 4 runs.
Yep.
All right, okay, and then this last two.
Next start, no runs.
Whoa, hold on. Next start against Colorado. I don't think you're going to be seeing Colorado in the postseason.
They're still a baseball team, Sal.
Yeah. Oh, no, I get it. Not a very good one. 6 scoreless, and then last night.
No runs.
Against Washington, 5 2/3.
He was messy.
So last night he was good. The start before that against the crappy Washington Nationals, 5 2/3, 8 hits and 5 runs. And you're saying you trust him? Like, how could you trust him? We went over his game log. Good April, May. Awful June. Not very good July. Inconsistent August. Again, like.
So then if it was that bad, his ERA should be 5.72.
Hey, you could trust him if you want.
Well, listen,
I don't.
Sal, to be fair, there's, you know, unflinching trust.
Right.
And then there's slightly beyond tepid trust.
His ERA at the end.
And I'm slightly beyond tepid trust. I think he's going to be okay. He's going to have a chance to win.
End of April, 2.48. End of May, 3.09.
I watched every start. I know the numbers.
End of June, 4.42.
I get it.
You're getting worse. I mean, as we go along. End of August, 4.31.
He's getting better as the year progresses based on last night.
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
Well,
be determined.
He's not a rookie.
I know he's not.
I understand what you're saying. He has the stuff to be a number two, and he could go 7 dominant innings in any given
game. Who's been their second best pitcher this year?
I think Luis Hill.
Okay, well, let me start. Who's been their first best pitcher? You can't really say Gerrit Cole, so who is it?
Well, it's either Cole or Hill.
Well, I don't think it is Cole. His ERA's, you know, I mean, it's not quite Gerrit Cole yet. So let's put Gerrit Cole aside. He missed 3.5-4 months.
I still think.
Who's been the Yankees' best starter this year?
Well, Luis Hill.
Okay, that's a little debatable based on the implosions.
How is that debatable? I mean, Luis Hill's been their best
starter. Who's their second best starter?
It's not Carlos Rodon.
Well, who is it then?
Gerrit Cole would be
their second
best
about Gerrit Cole. He hasn't pitched enough. Who's it been?
Marcus Stroman is
better
than
Rodon. We sure about
that? Yeah.
I'm not.
Let's look it up.
Well, I don't want to stare at numbers all day.
Okay, well, I mean, but you're asking me my opinion. I'm giving them to you. I gave you Gerrit Cole, Luis Hill. Rodon is not very good. What is Stroman's ERA on the year?
I don't have it in front of me.
3.81.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better than 4.19?
It's better than 4.19.
Okay.
Who's had more dominant starts?
But that's a different question.
I know it is, but it's part of my, again,
who's got
loosely
more dominant stuff?
Well, that's not debatable. We know the answer there.
Not even close.
Stroman's got a pitch to contact. Rodon's got a wipeout slider. He throws 96, 97 when he's on, and he could no-hit teams if he brings that stuff out of the bullpen. I get that. See, but to me, watching his starts this year, it's not like he's getting tagged in the first and the second, and he's just getting hit. Now, this isn't necessarily a compliment, but it does contextualize at least why I believe in him more than you.
Right.
His bad starts have been plagued by one bad inning.
Right.
Now, not the most comforting stat.
Right.
I prefer no bad innings or fewer blow-ups, but I've seen enough good baseball from him. Sal, maybe I'm sitting here October 13th, October 9th, October 20th, whatever, and I'm burned by this. I very well might be. I'm just telling you how I feel now.
Big point,
I'm not even saying I'm going to be right.
The big picture is that they still don't have a clear, defined rotation, let alone bullpen.
I disagree with you again. See, to me, you can look at it.
You want to take Heel, who's been their best starter this year, out of the rotation to make him the closer.
But Sal, think about this. Only because of the innings restriction.
Okay, and I understand
that. And that's not a stuff thing.
But we would both agree that he's been their best starter this year, right? From start to finish?
Yeah. I mean, from start to finish, okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. I'll give you that. I mean, I said he was basically looking like Dwight Gooden for a minute.
So I understand. He was on 85 Dwight Gooden. He was on pace to start the All-Star game.
Do I wish you had Pettit and Clemens and El Duque? Yes. But you know what? In modern baseball, you can define rotations a couple of different ways. Pure electricity, dominance, or depth. And I think the Yankees' greatest strength in their rotation is their depth. And we'll see.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.